producing the protein of interest. After transforming the bacteria so that they contain the plasmid with the gene of interest, you need the bacteria to get the bacteria to reproduce and then to express this gene, or make the protein that the gene codes for. Bacterial reproduction. What factors affect bacterial reproduction, which is also called bacterial growth? The last step in Chapter 5 was to place the bacteria that were transformed with the P. ara R. plasmid into a suspension culture in a shaker flask. The cells were suspended in a nutrient broth, and the shaking mixed air into the suspension and prevented the bacteria from settling out of solution, providing conditions favorable to growth. Consider, why might the shaker flask be better at supporting bacterial cell growth than a plate? Under optimal conditions, such as those provided by the shaker flask, the growth of a bacterial population is predictable. See Figure 6.1. The growth occurs in four distinct phases. In the lag phase, there is a zero growth rate. There are no new cells and no cells dying. The cells adjust to the new conditions, grow larger, and prepare for cell division. In the log phase, there is a logarithmic growth rate. The number of new cells is greater than the number of cells dying. The cells undergo asexual cell division and double in number about every 20 minutes, which is the average doubling time for E. coli. Other bacteria have different doubling times. This phase occurs as long as necessary resources, such as food and oxygen, are unlimited, and there are no unusual factors that cause cell death. In the stationary phase, there is a zero growth rate. The number of new cells equals the number of cells dying. This phase occurs once resources, such as food and oxygen, become limited. In the death phase, there is a negative growth rate. The number of new cells is less than the number of cells dying. This phase occurs when resources are depleted and when toxic waste products build up. Figure 6.1 illustrates change in bacterial growth over time in the shaker flask. Consider, if the gene of interest is controlled by an operon, such as the arabinose operon, when is the best time to turn on the gene? Keep in mind, production of the protein takes energy away from the processes of cell growth and cell division. A greater number of cells will produce more protein. Proteins can degrade over time. Protein purification. When the transformed bacteria are allowed to grow and multiply numerous times, they can produce enough therapeutic protein to meet the treatment needs of patients. However, the therapeutic protein must be purified, which requires separating it from the other contents of the cell, including other proteins. A typical bacterium may contain more than 1,000 different kinds of protein. Column chromatography is one method used to separate the proteins. What physical characteristics of proteins enable them to be separated by column chromatography? Although all proteins are made up of amino acids, each kind of protein has a specific function and a specific conformation or shape. The conformation relates to function because the outside surface of a protein has specific sites that bind to other molecules. These binding sites allow proteins to attach to other molecules, which is how proteins can catalyze reactions, transport molecules, provide a signal, and form structures. When a polypeptide is first synthesized, it is a long, flexible chain of amino acids, but it immediately attains its three-dimensional conformation by a process called protein folding. See Figure 6.2. Once it has been folded, the polypeptide is called a protein. Protein folding is dependent on the following properties of the amino acids in the protein: formation of weak, non-covalent bonds between positively charged and negatively charged side chains of amino acids, the tendency for hydrophobic or water-insoluble amino acids to be buried on the inside of the protein away from water, and for hydrophilic water-soluble amino acids to be found on the outside of the protein exposed to water. Formation of covalent bonds called disulfide bridges that occur between sulfur-containing amino acids. And Figure 6.2 illustrates protein folding. Consider, if a mutation changes an amino acid, how might this change affect protein folding and protein function? Specific proteins are either hydrophobic or hydrophilic, depending on the relative amount of hydrophobic and hydrophilic amino acids they contain. Hydrophobic proteins and hydrophilic proteins can be separated by column chromatography. In this method, a column is packed with small beads that are coated with a material, called a resin, that attracts hydrophobic amino acids, and a mixture of proteins is dissolved and passed over the beads. For the hydrophobic amino acids to stick to the resin, the proteins must be unfolded to expose the hydrophobic amino acids, which tend to be found on the inside of the protein. Certain salt solutions called buffers, solutions that resist changes in pH, will unfold proteins to varying degrees. A series of buffers of different concentrations of salt can be used to separate many proteins from one another. For example, to separate the highly hydrophobic protein RFP in a column, a binding buffer is used to unfold all the proteins so that hydrophobic proteins stick to the resin and hydrophilic proteins pass through the column. A wash buffer is poured into the column to release moderately hydrophobic proteins from the resin, and then an elution buffer, used to extract a substance that is bound to another by washing it with a solution, is poured into the column to release RFP from the resin. Both the wash and the elution buffers have a lower salt concentration than the binding buffer, and thus cause bound proteins to fold and begin to cover their hydrophobic amino acids. Depending on the extent of folding, the proteins are released from the beads. Figure 6.3 illustrates this process. Figure 6.3 illustrates using three buffers to separate red fluorescent protein. Consider, if you were trying to use column chromatography to separate insulin from a mixture of proteins, would you use the same binding, wash, and elution buffers used for RFP, or would you use buffers with different salt concentrations? Explain the reasoning for your answer. Did you know? Recombinant proteins. As you have learned, when recombinant proteins are produced for use as human therapeutics, host cells must be grown in large quantities so that enough recombinant protein is produced to meet treatment demand, the needs of patients. The recombinant protein is isolated, purified, and analyzed for activity and quality before it goes to market. Producing a protein with the proper order of amino acids isn't always the whole story, however. Sometimes further processing or modification is required to yield an active or fully functioning protein. Many human proteins are glycosylated, meaning that they have a particular pattern of sugar molecules linked to them. If a protein is translated but not correctly glycosylated, it may not function properly. Another modification involves the addition of a phosphate group, a process known as phosphorylation. Phosphorylation of a protein can act as a kind of switch, allowing the protein to become more or less active by uncovering or covering its binding sites. In addition to saccharide, sugar, and phosphate groups, other chemical groups may be added to a protein in order to change its function. Recombinant proteins for therapeutic use include vaccines, which cause a body's immune system to make antibodies that will bind to a bacteria or to make a virus to fight a disease. Hormones, substances that act as chemical messengers in the body. Monoclonal antibodies, proteins that bind to substances in the body and are made by clones of a cell formed in the laboratory. And hematopoietic growth factors, a group of proteins that promote the growth, differentiation, and activity of blood cells for the treatment of diseases including cancer, AIDS, allergies, and asthma. The number of recombinant proteins has increased greatly in recent years as the technology used for their production and purification has advanced.